And perhaps this is just sort of the flip side of the question we just asked, but since you brought up Rhodes, Mayor McConnell, just, you know, there is the question that's been before the assembly for much of this year is the question of how do we fund roads? I think mm-hmm. the city has come up with a number of $2.7 million a year for the next 25 years just to maintain and repair what we already have. And where is that money going to come from? And so a question that came up during the assembly forum from listeners is, you know, do you support the idea of the motor vehicle registration fee that the assembly maybe has stepped back from now? Do you support that? And if not that, then what? And so this question, I think, goes first to Mim.
Okay. So I did not support it. I wasn't crazy about it. It's I think we can do better than that one. It may be that we'll have to do a number of different things depending on how much money we want to try and raise, how much is needed. But I don't know that that was really our best choice. So I was fine to let that one go. What I've been looking at more recently is a creative way of doing a property tax. It's a two-tier system, which is taxing second homes, you know, people that have a home here, they're only here for a few weeks out of the year. There's a number of states where that's done around the country, you know, Florida, Minnesota, Michigan, for example. And that would be something that we could do is just leave our, what they call the homestead homes, people that live here year-round, leave the mill rate the same, but do an increase for those that are non-homestead homes. So I'm looking for more of that kind of creative thinking on looking to see what's successful in other places and trying that here in Sitka.
Thanks. And Orion, same question on the issue of roads. Do you support the idea of the motor vehicle registration fee? And if that, not that, do you have other ideas for how to fund roads?
Well, I think we need to take a one step back and look at the condition of our roads and which roads truly need to be dug up and repaved and reworked. I'm not sure that every road in Sitka needs to be completely redone over. You know, sometimes maybe just laying a little blacktop on top of it would function just as well. In terms of the road tax or the fuel tax versus a fuel tax, I would prefer a fuel tax if it came to that, rather than a road tax. I think a road tax disproportionately affects low-income families, seasonal people who are only here certain times of the year can register their vehicle out of the city and aren't affected by it, people who are using the road a lot more than people who aren't using it as much. It doesn't make much sense. A fuel tax would be much more effective. So no to the road tax. But I think generally the idea that we need to dig up all the roads because the money is there, or the money is being provided by the state or not, we need to take a step back and say, how many of these roads do we need to rip up?
I think to be fair to the city, Public Works Director Michael Harmon has a pretty sort of comprehensive plan, sort of looking at what mm-hmm. roads need to be fixed when, how long can they stay out there, you know, when do we need to get to the infrastructure that's under the roads, including sort of like, you know, water mains and sewers. And I do think city staff has answered that question, you know. Mm-hmm.
Looking at the budgetary timeline, it seems like a very aggressive policy right now. But I would like to talk with the people at the city about how they made those criteria of which roads to select for repavement and restructuring.
Yeah, and you think the roads that, you know, that maybe it just doesn't actually need to be as aggressive as the city is saying it could be.
Perhaps, yes.
Got it. And again, the number we're talking to the two candidates for Sitka mayor, and the number to call in with your questions is 747-5877. You can also email them to news@kcaw.org, or you can post them on our Facebook page, and they're here to take your questions. So give them a call. And Mayor McConnell, you had something
to
say.
Yeah, can I just wanted to add a few thoughts there. The road study that Public Works did is very comprehensive, and it does talk about the different ways that you can take care of a road to extend the life of that road before you have to do anything drastic. And we've definitely learned that the longer you don't do anything, the more expensive it becomes to surface it later. So it's better to do these less expensive things more on a regular basis and, you know, maintain it so that the complete repaving doesn't have to happen very often. And then the other thing is that we have been looking at the fuel tax, and we're still waiting to hear from the outside attorney's opinion on that. But it seems to me what I've been hearing is that we already do a fuel tax, for one thing. We do have a fuel tax. And if we do an increase in the fuel tax, there's no way to separate out what that would be and dedicate it to, like, roads. I think that's my understanding, and, you know, we're still learning some more about that one, but that was an issue.